Taking you through the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Absolutely love hearing from you on this Friday night. Connect with us on Twitter, at E Radio Sports, as we go one-on-one with our producer, Andy Pondillo. He is joining us on the Stewart Cadillac guest line. Well, we are recapping the division series between the Cardinals and the Dodgers. And the Dodgers, how in the world does this happen? I mean, it's a repetitive theme. They spend so much money. They have the names. Why can a team like this not win at the World Series? Are they jinxed?
What was it, $235 million payroll?
Yeah.
Teams try it year after year after year. There's been a few that have won. The Yankees won it in 2009. They basically built their team through free agency. But it usually is not a recipe for success. I do believe in high payrolls. I do believe in spending. But it's got to be within reason. It has to be a mixture of the farm system. It has to be a mixture of free agents and chemistry. Chemistry, chemistry, chemistry. It comes into play a lot more in postseason play. When things start to go wrong, do they rebound? When things start to go wrong for the Cardinals and they're losing 6-1 for Clayton Kershaw, a team that doesn't hit home runs, they always find a way. And you just don't get that sense with the Dodgers year after year. Very good regular season team. Would I sacrifice a few of those regular season wins to win a playoff series from the Dodgers? I'm sure I would. It's baffling sometimes why they can't get over the hump. They were in the NLCS last year. They looked like they could have got it last year. They probably looked like they're in better shape this season, in my opinion. They looked like a pretty dang complete team. The offense was better this season than it was last year with the addition of D. Gordon at the top. They should be able to score runs in a multitude of ways. They just can't get past that hump, and that's the St. Louis Cardinals. To their defense, I suppose, that the Cardinals, a lot of teams can't get by them in postseason play. They're just another animal in itself to try and beat. But the Dodgers, they just find ways to self-destruct, and a lot of it from the arm of Clayton Kershaw.
You know, Andy, you drive home the point. The key component is chemistry within a team. How responsible is Don Mattingly?
I feel like Don Mattingly is a little over his head managing over here. It's just, it's a hard team to manage. We've seen this time and time again. We've seen Terry Francona leave the Red Sox because it became too much. There's just too much personalities in that clubhouse. You can't control these guys. But you can't even control the young player in Yasiel Puig. I feel like his emotions are so much of a roller coaster. He strikes out a couple times. He's throwing his equipment. He's losing his mind. You don't see the Cardinals do that. You don't see the Giants do that because they're confident they're going to win. The Dodgers, when they start to fall down, when they're blowing a lead, when their bullpen can't hang on to an eighth inning, all of a sudden you see heads down. You see bats getting thrown. Adrian Gonzalez is starting a fight in game one with Yadier Molina. This does fall on the manager. Their emotions are all over the place. This team is out of control when they get to a postseason scenario. As soon as things start to go wrong, they should be the guys that can come back. And if you go into postseason play and you expect everything's going to go in your way, everything's going to be perfect, and you're just going to win 6-1 during postseason play, it's not going to happen. You're going to have to come back. You're going to have to believe. You're going to have to be able to move runners and score in a different fashion and maybe just sitting there and jacking home runs. Team strikes out too much. I think a lot of it's because they get down on themselves.
Our producer at YSR, Andy Pondillo, is joining us on the Stewart Cadillac guest line. And I don't like to be sarcastic. I mean, you know me, Andy. But Clayton Kershaw, I mean, he needs a mark by his name for being the best regular season pitcher.
Oh, yeah, and by far. He is. There is no one even in this guy's stratosphere when it comes to regular season. So he's going to win that MVP in the National League. Give him the accolades. Give him another Cy Young. It's all beautiful. But there have been players in the past in baseball and any sport that are phenomenal in the regular season, not so much in postseason play. Clayton Kershaw, first player in Major League Baseball history to have two consecutive postseason starts and give up 7 or more runs. It's not the fact that he's just been a little off. He's been downright horrible at times in the postseason. It really makes you scratch your head. The last start he made, absolutely dominant through 6 innings. He gives up the 3-run homer to Matt Adams. The Dodgers lose that game. Easy to point the finger at Kershaw. I will, because he's your guy. You've got to be able to get in a pitcher's duel and win that game. At the same time, the Dodgers not able to put up runs. It does make it hard on a pitcher like Kershaw, who probably needs a little cushion, probably needs a little mental relaxation. but it's just getting to be a tough ride. 1-5, ERA over 5.10 now for Clayton in postseason play. This is a hump he has to get over. It's the Cardinals. It's postseason play. And if he's going to pitch with the Dodgers for a very long time, which he is with that big contract he has, I assume he's going to face the Cardinals quite a bit through his career.
Okay, so let's look ahead to the championship series and the Cardinals. I mean, they have really shown just incredible power in postseason play. What is your assessment?
I don't know if they're going to be able to hit for that power versus the Giants. I don't know if they'll be able to hit for that power versus anyone. It seemed quite abnormal, the home runs they were hitting. But, you know, they also got a healthy lineup. Let's not forget, Yadier Molina was hurt for a giant portion of the season. Matt Holliday seems like he's always battling injuries, but once you get him going, he's just as good of a power hitter as anyone there is. Johnny Peralta, he's been a guy that's been in postseason play, so you don't look at these guys that as possible choke artists in the postseason because you know they've been there, you know they can do it, and they'll probably come through again. I can't expect them to start bashing the ball like they were. Regardless, the Cardinals are a team that can win in any fashion, but so are the Giants, and that's what makes this series so great. Two teams that they just take turns going to World Series in the National League. It's been you talk about parity, you see it in the American League, you're not seeing it in the National League lately, because these two teams are the class of the league. They know how to get there, they know what to do in postseason play, so that's gonna make for an excellent series. The Cardinals have to be favored, in my opinion, just based on their roster. I think this is the weakest of the Giants teams that we've seen in the past three runs they've made, but yet they're still the San Francisco Giants. They still don't panic when the Cards are down, neither do the Cardinals. So I look for this to go 6 or 7 games. I think it's going to be an extremely fun game.
Okay, so you're a savvy guy. Did you anticipate it was going to be the Giants and the Cardinals that would advance?
You know, part of me is kind of upset at myself that I didn't see this coming. I felt like I should have. I had the Cardinals point off the upset. Even in past shows, you remember, Ulysses, I said, watch out for the Giants. We talked Dodgers all season, but watch out for the Giants.
Right.
I still felt like they were a little weak compared to the Nationals, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised. I feel kind of upset at myself that I didn't go for the upset pick on that series, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm glad these two teams are facing off again.
Well, looking forward to this weekend's games. And, of course, that's been Andy Pondillo, our Yahoo Sports Radio producer, and has been joining us on the Stewart Cadillac guest line for the latest deals and models. Check out stewartcadillac.com. Always a pleasure. It's good to be hanging out with you on this Friday night, Andy.
Always fun.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR. And join us online at Twitter @eRadioSports. We will be right back.